T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, what happened yesterday with the Dallas Cowboy?
All right, so I get a call, and I see the name on the phone, and it's Jan, my ex-wife, and I'm like, oh, what did I do wrong?
Yeah.
I answer it, and it's my son. It's Luca.
Hi.
Hey, bud, what's up? Guess what? And I'm like, okay, what happened now? Did you get an A? You know,
A whooping?
Yeah. Did you run around the school 12 times in running club? What happened, bud? What'd you do? He said, I got a letter from Alan Hearns. And I was like, say what?
Yeah.
And he said, right after his injury, the disgusting leg injury, obviously.
Yeah.
He sent a get well letter to Alan Hearns. And apparently, like, I guess Alan's mom set up some kind of a P.O. box or something where you can send wishes to him, which I didn't know about. And he sent him this letter, and Alan Hearns, and I'm going to gender identify handwriting. Are we allowed to do that? It looks like a man's handwriting.
Oh,
are we allowed to gender identify handwriting?
Which restroom were they writing in?
Yeah,
I don't know if we're allowed to.
I don't think so.
Some woman out there probably writes like Sean is going to complain. Yeah. I don't know.
So you're saying it's uglier handwriting?
It's a man's. It's not
messy. Pretty.
It doesn't. Yeah, it's not pretty. It's not messy.
What if a
either?
Woman out there is going, I can write ugly too. I can write hideously.
Yeah. Like,
I can't write cursive.
Yeah. But it's in all caps. So you know when it's in all caps, it's a dude.
They're okay.
Dudes write in all caps.
Okay.
So he wrote back, thanks for the well wishes, prayers to you and your family, and gave him an Alan Hearns football card.
Nice.
This made his day. Like, it made his entire week. He is on cloud 14, not even cloud 9, cloud 14.
That's awesome.
So, if it was really, and I'm assuming it was, you know, Alan Hearns, thank you. That was really cool.
Yeah.
I'm sure he got a boatload of these, and to take time, even if it was 11 words that he wrote.
Yeah.
Even if it was that, on a little thank you card, it's a good dude. This is a dude that you want to keep around the organization.
Yeah, we had him on at the first interview in DFW, and he talked about why he was going to wear his jersey. You have a similar experience with your first, like, in love moment. Like, oh, my gosh, this athlete responded to me. Or I guess you could get the shutdown version of whether either it was your kid and someone did something. Like, Derek Holland. I mean, Derek Holland went to one of these wrestling events the other day.
Sporting events.
And I think he always goes and buys championship belts for all these kids.
Yeah, that was an incredible, nice gesture.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think of like a one-on-one interaction where someone goes out of their way that's an athlete. But I can't think of one.
I can't either. I mean, you know, like you've heard stories where, you know, like Tim Tebow responded.
I guess
to what
I would say
prom.
Emmitt Smith giving me giving us the tequila the other week.
Yeah,
you know, at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we've kind of had opposite, I guess, situations. You with Dion, in particular.
Yeah, like, I've had a couple Dion stories,
like kind of brush off moments. You with Stephen A. Smith when you tried to talk to him.
That's true.
And you.
I have not.
I could see you going full rage on an athlete not doing something that you wanted.
No. I wouldn't. I mean, what's there to ask him to do? The only experience I've not had, but I know of, is my parents interacted with Tim Duncan at an HEB in San Antonio.
Well, look at this, an HEB. I mean, that's almost Central Market.
And my mom and my aunt were like so in love with him and so giddy that they were like, almost like little girls trying to ask him for a picture, and he was as nice as he could possibly be, as you would expect Tim Duncan to be.
Yeah, him and your dad dressed the same. Those outfits.
That's funny.
No, it's true.
I'll tell him that.
It is.
Tell Tim or your dad?
No, my dad will love that.
Yeah.
He'll be so proud.
Is it Tommy Bahama?
Tommy Bahama. They've got that.
My dad likes the floral print.
Your dad looks like he's walking around with a pina colada 24/7.
Yeah, he's pretty relaxed. He's his retirement's coming up in April.
That's how Duncan dresses as well. So
very nice.
That was cool of Alan Hearns. All right. Jim Gray. Now, I know people get annoyed with Bob Costas and Joe Buck. Like, it's not even close. Jim Gray is more annoying than all of them, both of them combined.
Wouldn't y'all agree?
It's just based on his...
He has the best relationships with the biggest stars of anybody.
Mm-hmm. But his feeling of himself...
Besides,
like,
Ben Rogers.
You don't... I mean, Jim Gray doesn't do a ton, does he? He's like on...
Yeah.
I mean, he's on the Sunday night call on Westwood One, and that's pretty much it.
He somehow finagled... He did the LeBron...
The decision.
Decision.
He's, he's close with Tom Brady. He interviews Tom.
His best bits are like 4 minutes long, and then he's done... And he somehow makes millions doing it. Now, that doesn't make him not famous or, like, not interesting, but it doesn't make him a superstar in the business, I don't think.
Now, was he the one who harassed Pete Rose?
It was Pete Rose. Also, I mean, basically every boxing interview with Mike Tyson,
yeah,
right, where, you know, he would, like, kind of get in Tyson's face, and you know,
he was in the 30 for 30 with Dion, yep. With John Schuerholz, you know, and the baseball football thing.
Yeah, but it was definitely Pete Rose was the big one, you know. And I've Bob Costas has always kind of come across a little bit like I've always thought a little pompous.
Yeah.
But nobody goes to the Jim Gray level.
Yeah.
Like, that, my gosh.
Jim shut you down at the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, he did. Let's not talk about that.
That was a great interview.
Yeah, it was.
That was in New York?
Yeah. I go up to Jim.
That was so great.
I go up to Jim Gray, and I have a live mic with me, and I walk up to him, and I didn't really introduce myself. I just said, Jim.
Yeah.
Let's get you for a few seconds here. Let's talk about this.
And he wasn't having it.
And
he
gave
you like a whole professional, you know, lecture.
I start to talk to him.
Well, he did live on the air.
And he says, whoa. I don't know who you are. Who are you? Let's look at your name here. Okay, it says Ralph. My given name. Because the Super Bowl doesn't believe in putting your, you know, real name, your initials or nickname up there. I don't know who you are. What do you want? You're supposed to, in this business, you're supposed to introduce yourself and ask for an interview. You're not supposed to just come up to somebody and start talking to them. Oh, I'm sorry, Jim. I didn't know that I was talking to the president here. I need to get my Secret Service.
So apparently Jim Gray had another incident recently.
Yeah, I had another one because, you know, he loves to upset people. You guys forgot Adrian Broner, who by the way, recently said he was going to beat B. Gray up.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, that's really good. But no, Jim Gray was on with our friends over at the Sports Hub in Boston. Toucher and Rich had Jim Gray on. And, you know, they wanted to talk about, you know, the Patriots and Tom Brady and all that stuff. But they wanted to talk about this video. It was the interview that Oprah Winfrey did with Tom Brady. Giselle's there in the background. But behind Giselle is Jim Gray. Why is Jim Gray with Oprah, Tom Brady, and Giselle?
What?
So it sounds fascinating, right? Yeah, not too fascinating to Jim.
We're fascinated with your relationship with Tom Brady. Okay, so you do the
Westwood. You have a lot of time on your hands.
What else do I have to do? What else? I do a 4-hour show.
I understand.
Okay, so you do the Westwood One interviews.
Yes, sir.
But then during the documentary... that they did, what was it called?
Tom versus Time?
Tom versus Time. There was
No. It was the Oprah Winfrey special that he did Super Soul Sunday. It was kind of funny because he's doing the interview, and then very out of nowhere, it seemed kind of strange. Behind the camera, it was Giselle and you were there for the taping of the Oprah interview. So what was the story with you being part of that Oprah thing?
I was invited to dinner by Oprah. So I came to dinner.
Well, thanks for the explanation.
Wow.
Actually,
yeah,
I mean, you're
really important, Jim.
That was Kurt.
You can hear the giddiness in Toucher and Rich at the Sports Hub in Boston. They're like, oh, this is awesome. And it's like, well, I was invited to dinner.
What by Oprah.
Yeah, nah, it was just a Thursday Oprah night. That's all it was.
It's no big deal.
That's how I roll.
So, Toucher and Rich at the Sports Hub in Boston decided, okay, let's try to get a little bit more out of Jimmy here, shall we?
You know her like that?
Really?
Should that be surprising? That I'm sure you have friends.
What?
Yeah, invited to dinner, so
yeah,
I went
to dinner.
But I'm not
friends with Oprah.
But that wasn't okay.
Oprah's a big deal.
But that wasn't dinner. That was a taping of a show. So
it happened right before dinner.
At Tom Brady's house?
No.
At Oprah's house.
Wasn't that filmed at Tom Brady's house?
No.
Where was it filmed?
Where Oprah films her stuff. And that's California, where you guys, I live in Los Angeles.
Okay, and that's where you guys were having dinner.
Well, right by there, yes.
You seem to be very secretive about this.
Well, why would my dinner plans be of any interest to anybody?
No,
I'm trying to answer the question. So I was invited Oprah to dinner, so I went to dinner.
But it was because you...
Because Oprah's famous, and Tom Brady was filming something, and you happened to be there. That doesn't... Right. They're two very famous people, and then there's Jim Gray.
Well, I know Tom.
Right.
Oprah knows Tom. Stedman knows Tom. Oprah knows my wife. We're all friends. So why not have a dinner? So that's what that was.
What a freaking tool.
He sounds like Smithers from The Simpsons.
Well, I would not be friends with Oprah. I know. I have friends. You have friends. Yeah, my friends are Steve down the street.
Hey, Chop, I heard you had dinner with Oprah and Tom Brady. Well, what's interesting about that?
Yeah.
Why would you be asking me about that?
Oprah's friends with Mr. Burns, and I work for Mr. Burns.
That is funny.
So
that's
not bad. Smithers. I should be there.
That's
why not?
That's not bad. And I wonder.
Mr. Simpson.
I wonder what kind of suck up mode Jim goes into to weasel into these athletes' pockets, because he's certainly not a little rat like this.
Stedman, wonderful suit you're wearing today here.
Stedman,
I
want to know what
I love the cigar room you have, Stedman.
I want
to Oprah let you put this in. She gave you 300 square feet. That's amazing.
I want to know what switch he flips in order to, you know, get in with these people.
But he was so insulted too. Like, I mean, it's Oprah, you know, it's Tom Brady, two of the pinnacles of their professions. Then there's me.
The
of
end
course.
Of it.
Famous people, and then there's Jim Gray.
Well, I know Tom.
Right.
Oprah knows Tom.
Yes.
Stedman knows Tom.
I know Milhouse.
Oprah knows my wife. Yeah. We're all friends. So why not have a dinner?
Why not have a dinner?
That's what that was.
All right. So at this point,
pompous.
The guys are getting.
Oh, there's more.
The guys are getting riled up, and I don't want to brag here, but I know Toucher and Rich, especially Rich.
Why wouldn't you?
Hey, listen. I know Toucher. Toucher knows my wife, Fred.
Toucher
knows
your
wife. Anyway, so at this point, I can feel the boiling point starting to build, and finally, it goes off. And Jim, you're off as well.
I don't know what you're trying to get to the end point. I mean,
all right,
what
are you trying
to figure out?
Don't worry about it. You don't want to be here.
All right.
We'll have the headlines.
Real quick. Are the questions when you.
That's what you wanted?
No, you just won't answer any questions. It's boring. I mean, you're being defensive and looking at me weird.
All right. It's a stupid question.
But real quick.
All right, then I don't want to ask you.
Stupid question.
Okay,
what
it's
were
a
you
stupid
doing?
Question.
What were you doing having dinner with somebody?
No, we didn't know you were having dinner.
I just told you, and he didn't like the answer.
Well, it was,
oh, Jesus, Jim, just go. Do whatever you have to do. Bye. Here's the headlines.
Good luck to you.
This is the flagship station of the AFC champion New England Patriots.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
That's a dismount.
That is a dismount.
That's how you do it.
Oh, Jesus, Jim, just go.
Costas, Buck, y'all want to put them in? Joe Buck would give amazing answers to that.
Yeah, Joe Buck should not be hated.
Yeah.
And he is.
Costas might give a little smug, like he would joke around that he's not important enough to be there. But this guy
is just doesn't he doesn't get it. The self-importance that he has. I mean, he's sitting there acting like he's the CEO, like he's Jeff Bezos for crying out. Of course, Jeff Bezos, the Amazon. Of course, he's gonna have dinner with Oprah. You're Jim Gray. You're a reporter,
yeah.
And a bad one at that.
Good grief. Jim Gray.
Like, what is the last story Jim broke? Isn't that what a reporter's supposed to do? Mike Fisher breaks more stories than Jim.
He told us with Tommy, his favorite appetizer.
That's true. That's true. Like, he's the only reporter that literally doesn't report anything.
You have any breaking news over there, Jim? What does Tom like to eat? What's his favorite app?
Well, as you know, Tom, he loves broccoli. That's a fun fact about Tom.
Broccoli apps.
And you would know that, you know, if you were a little more famous like me.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.